Another struggle, another obstacle, another battle.
Ain't no telling where I'm about to go. Ain't no telling what I'm about to do. But I don't need you telling me what I need to do or who I need to be. Just let me be free.
Good morning, jesters. Good morning, jestettes. Good morning, fellow jestarians. I hope y'all are having a wonderful day, man. It's a great fucking day to be alive. Good morning, Mr. Pickle. I love you. I miss you. Keep one in the world, bud. I know you're killing it, man. I know you. I don't know you, but I know the stock you're from, and if you're anything like me, which from what I remember you were, you keeping your nose down and you going at it hard. Good fucking shit. Good morning. Good morning. I was doing a little thinking about Anarchist Corner. And it doesn't appear to be a favorite of y'all's, so I'm just going to stop doing it. Which it really isn't. It isn't a big loss because, shit, it sure as hell wasn't my favorite thing to do. That's some deep shit, man. I'd have to absorb that shit, like read it a couple times before I could really explain it to you. You guys, properly, I guess. So maybe that's what I'll do. I'll read this book in my personal, and I'll just try to break each essay down into a segment, maybe. And not, you know, that way I'm not fucking annoying you guys with my reading ability. My ability to read out loud is questionable at best. Oh, shit. We're gonna start this shit right now. Oh, snap-a-doodle-doo. See, and again, I was an asshole. And see, I always think of, and I thought that I had sent myself something to discuss this morning, but I didn't. So, what the hell? Oh. I don't think I did. Where am I? Oh, shit. Come on, man. Fuck it, man. Oh, there I am. Yeah, nothing. I didn't send anything. Which was a fucking idiot idea of mine. Or was an idiot mistake. Wasn't really an idea. It was a goddamn mistake. Because I had some shit I wanted to talk about. Like, I think it was about this dude who, I can't think of anything right yet. Shit, alligators and shit. I was down in the sewers yesterday, and I came upon this big ass alligator. He'd been down there for years. Somebody just had a bright idea to have a pet alligator, and then when it got too fucking big and out of control, they let it go. And I found it in the sewers. So be careful. No, that was a lie. I don't want y'all thinking there's a, well, maybe where you are, there's a goddamn gators in the sewer, but not where I'm at. Shit, I don't even know what the sewer system looks like in Jamestown, New York. That'd be something in, oh no, I wouldn't do, oh, that just, the smell just made me vomit. No, thank you. The thought of the smell. Except my nose, my sniffer is been on the fritz for a while now, years, where sometimes I can smell, sometimes I can't smell. It could be because I was a heavy smoker. Now I've kind of cut back considerably. So maybe my nose will come back. Who knows? The nose knows. Yeah, yep. Oh, that was the old, that was the Snoopy song, the Christmas Snoopy song. And Snoopy yelled out, "Merry Christmas, my friend!" Bam, 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 bam. Fuck was the name of that song? Oh, Schnacky Butts. Look at this vaporness. Bag full of vapor yumminess. So, that is a mending subject. It just keeps on mending. If you're sewing, you're mending. Well, and that's a deep subject. Maybe you're sewing in a well. You're having your... Damn. Yeah, hi, you. You're mending while you're in a deep subject. You're in a hole, bitch. So what's going on in your world, man? I'm just chilling, waiting. We got a show online. It's gonna for Channel 716. We're gonna start filming the beginning of November. And everything's moving along, man. Everything is just pepping it. Pep-pepping it, pep-pep-peru. The fuck is wrong with you, dude? I don't know. I've been working on that for years. But when I find out, I'll let you know. Listen, guys. What I think needs to be done is people need to get together. They need to talk. They need to... There's so much divisiveness in this goddamn country right now. It's driven by the media. The media is telling you how to feel about your neighbor. And you fucking listen to it, man. Because it's... Thinking is hard. Thinking is fucking hard. And when I say you, I don't mean my listeners, because y'all are smart. Y'all know how to fucking think. God damn, so I should stop using the word one, you, and start using the word one. So what one needs to do is fucking... But then again, who the fuck am I to tell you what to do? It's like you're a fucking... You're no fucking better than... Okay, I know. But listen, what I'm doing is I'm having a conversation. I'm letting people know what I do, what I would do in that position. I saw a meme yesterday shared by a friend of mine, Mr. Dennis. You know Dennis, Sessions with the Jester Dennis. It said, "I will win. Not immediately, but definitely." And that's exactly how I feel. I will fucking win. And because I have that attitude, I'm going to fucking win. Not immediately, but definitely, man. Because I don't quit. My mama didn't raise no quitter. And if you keep making attempts, if you keep on improving, keep getting better, you can't fail. It is impossible to fail if you never quit. Yeah. When you admit defeat, when you stop making advances, that's when you fail. Oh, Schnacky Bottom Buttholes. That was... Okay. Whew. And now Let's dive into the UFC. Let's see what these motherfuckers are trying to sell us today. Not us, sell everybody today. And we're going to call them out on their bullshit. Are you excited? Are you looking forward? I am. I'm fucking excited as shit. We're about to make this shit happen, Captain.
What happens when you wrap what seems like a president's whole agenda into just one bill in Congress?
Well, we now know the answer is frustration, though we don't know that that will be the final answer. Democrats are so focused on a budget measure right now because it's likely the only other substantive bill that they can pass this year against Republican opposition. They've been negotiating among themselves about how much to spend on climate change, health care, child care, college tuition, and more.
We've talked about this legislation a lot, but we've come back to it this morning because NPR's Deirdre Walsh has found some progress. Deirdre, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Are they getting closer to an agreement here then?
Well, Democrats I talked to last night believe there is actually some new momentum. They're actually talking about the policies now, not just the price tag. California Democrat Ro Khanna, he's a member of the Progressive Caucus. He met with President Biden yesterday in the Oval Office for almost 2 hours. Here's what he said last night.
I felt that we're closer to...
But you know what doesn't really fucking matter? Whatever the fuck Illegitimate Joe says, man. Because it is all... just fucking hogwash that you can't... Hogwash? What are you, from the fucking 30s? Fuck is wrong with you, dude. It is all just... wow. It's all bullshit, man. You can't believe a goddamn... Because you know Joe Biden is not making any goddamn decisions. You know this. You know he's just a goddamn mouthpiece. But for whom? For whom is he the mouthpiece? That's the billion-dollar motherfucking question, man.
...a deal than I ever felt before. I felt the president is engaged in the details of the negotiation in a way that he hasn't been before.
Khanna and other Democrats say the framework that is now emerging is one that keeps the bulk of the policy priorities that Democrats have been talking about for some time. Things like paid family leave, universal pre-K, expanding Medicare to cover vision and hearing, elder care. But the package is going to be significantly scaled back. It's going to be down from the $3.5 trillion they originally set for this proposal to now around two.
Let me ask you this goddamn... They're talking about all this extra bullshit on an infrastructure bill? Shit, mental health has nothing to do with infrastructure, man. What the fuck is this horseshit they're trying to spin, man? Hold on, let me rewind that. I usually don't do this, but let me rewind that because I wanna make sure I'm hearing that right. Go back 30 seconds.
I felt the president is engaged in the details of the negotiation in a way that he hasn't been before.
Khanna and other Democrats say the framework that is now emerging is one that keeps the bulk of the policy priorities that Democrats have been talking about for some time. Things like paid family leave, universal pre-K, expanding Medicare to cover vision and hearing, elder care. But the package...
What the fuck does that have to do with the goddamn infrastructure? That... What the fuck, man? You add shit on, or not you, they, these motherfuckers, they adding shit on to shit just to get, oh my, that's not a fucking infrastructure bill, you dumb, lovely people. Come on, man.
It's going to be significantly scaled back. It's going to be down from the $3.5 trillion they originally set for this proposal to now around $2 trillion.
Oh.
So in order to keep this wide range of policies they still want to do, they're going to keep
various policies in for shorter amounts of time. It's not an infrastructure bill. Don't call it a fucking infrastructure bill, you stupid bitches, if that's what it is then.
2023.
Stop fucking... They're just trying to fool you, man.
Program, this program that creates incentives for utilities to use greener technologies, that's not going to be in the final deal. So Democrats are now looking at alternatives to try to meet those same targets that he set to reduce greenhouse emissions. Another item that's not expected to be in the final deal is the president's proposal for 2 years of free community college.
And what the fuck does that have to do with the goddamn infrastructure?
It's still all coming down
again
to these two moderates, West Virginia Senator Joe
Why was
Manchin,
this ever called
Arizona
the goddamn
Senator
infrastructure
Kirsten
bill? It makes zero goddamn sense.
One Democrat joked that they now have their own parking spots at the moment.
Well, you know, you got to be ready to have talks with the two of them because it's come down to that. Democrats need every single vote to get to 50, plus the vice president being 51. It is interesting to hear Rohana say there that Joe Biden is engaged in the details in a way that he wasn't before, because there was a time when Democrats thought they'd pass this bill in September. There's a time now that they think they're going to pass it in October, but is that really going to happen?
Right, it's really
it's not a motherfucking
that,
infrastructure
bill.
See, I guess
now
what?
Sort of a new
they've stopped calling
goal
it that
of having a framework
today.
For the scale down proposal.
Fucking
by the end
today.
Of this week.
Let's see what
but
happens tomorrow.
Really frustrated and
bullshit.
Really, like,
it's bullshit. They trying to sell
Sanders
everybody.
Really frustrated about the holdouts in his caucus, and he said senators recognize they really need to set the final details soon. Here's Senator Sanders.
There have been quote unquote negotiations month after month after month.
See, the thing is,
it is now time to fish or cut bait.
I mean, the other goal of the
The thing is, man, everybody who's working on this quote unquote infrastructure bill is aware of what it contains. They're aware that it has nothing to do with infrastructure, man. But they're still lying to you. Telling you we got to get this infrastructure bill passed because, god damn it, I said so. Go fuck yourself. For real, dog.
Democrats are talking about is trying to get this framework together before the president and congressional Democrats head to a climate summit at the end of the month. But this is still going to be a really heavy lift for Democrats to come together.
The House panel investigating the January 6th attack seems to be moving ahead with contempt charges or a contempt referral against
Jesus
Steve
Christ.
Bannon. Where are they going with that?
Yeah, this will be on the House floor tomorrow. It's expected to pass, and then it will be referred to the U.S. Attorney's Office here in Washington, and then the Attorney General decides whether or not he's going to charge Bannon with criminal contempt, and that could mean jail time.
And Pierce Deirdre Walsh, thanks for the update.
Jesus Christ, way to waste everybody's fucking time and money. Let me tell you about tothecloudvaporstore.com. That's where I got this lovely vaporizer that you're hearing in the background. Go check out tothecloudvaporstore.com and check out all the toys that they have on there. It's an amazing site. And at checkout, use code JESTER to save 15% on your order. Now, let's get back to the show.
Gunman charged with killing 17 people and wounding others at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School is expected in court in Florida today.
His lawyers say he will plead guilty to all charges, although whether he'll face the death penalty or life in prison is still in question. Today's hearing comes more than 3.5 years after the shooting in Parkland, and it is happening as the Broward County School District closes in on an agreement to pay $25 million to the victims' families.
So we have criminal proceedings and then also civil proceedings. We talk about paying a settlement. A lot to catch up on, and NPR's Greg Allen is on this story. Greg?
Why is the school district paying families? I hate that there's fucking money put, there's a price tag put on these kids' lives, man. The fuck is wrong with you? You think a little bit of fucking money is... it's fucking, it's disgusting. It's fucking disgusting.
Morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Who does the settlement affect?
Well, all of our information about this so far comes from a lawyer who's representing some of the families. There are a few details.
That's why the fucking lawyers want money. That's why they're fucking doing it. They get a fucking cut. You're goddamn right they do.
Payments will go to the families of the 17 people killed. The agreement will also settle
fucking lawyers, man.
But one of those
and you trust them as your goddamn leaders? Go fuck yourself.
Anthony Borges is seeking his own settlement with the school district. It also includes payments to 19 people.
Okay, so $25 million split many ways. The families satisfied?
Well, David Brill, who represents five of the families, says that the settlement, in his words, provides a measure of justice and accountability.
Does it really? Does it really fucking provide justice? because this fucking madman killed your fucking kid? You're fucking full of shit. I promise you, the goddamn parents would much rather have their kid back than this little bit of piddly cash they about to get. Go fuck yourself, man. Stop being so goddamn cold-hearted and insensitive. It's fucking...
Ugh! He called it fair and frankly remarkable.
Fair and remarkable. Go really fuck yourself.
He's now on the hearing of the former student who's
charged. People lost their fucking kids. Today. But it's fair and remarkable to get some money. Go fuck yourself. His plea to you guilty piece of on shit. All
counts. Any idea why?
Well, the defense isn't saying for years Cruz's lawyers have sought a plea deal where he would plead guilty to all charges if he could avoid the death penalty and instead get consecutive life sentences, which would mean he'd die in prison. There's little question Cruz is the person who went on the shooting spree at the school in 2018. Numerous witnesses identified him. There's surveillance video. There's recordings he made himself before the shooting, and he reportedly confessed to authorities afterwards. Prosecutors and many of the families, though, have been adamant that they will only be satisfied with a death sentence. Here's Fred Guttenberg, whose daughter Jamie was one of those killed.
He but the money will give them justice, right? Give them some sense of justice? Go fuck yourself.
This person pays the price with his life. I do. The penalty phase for me is a really important part of our ability to move forward as families.
If Cruz pleads guilty on all counts, the trial will move immediately then to the sentence.
I don't agree with that. He killed all these kids. Death is too easy. Let him spend the rest of his fucking life in prison. Go visit him. Go tell him how much of a piece of shit he is every fucking day. You wanna make him fucking... That's gonna fucking do it. That is fucking more retribution than goddamn death. Just thoughts from the jester.
Phase.
And how does that work? Is that just the judge, or is there a jury deciding on a death penalty, for example?
Well, it's up to the defense, but it does seem like that they'll look for a jury to come up with a sentence. The judge has said jury selection will begin next month, with the sentencing phase of the trial getting underway perhaps in January. There are lots of issues, though, here. It may take some time to seat an impartial jury in an area that was hit hard by the trauma of the school shooting and still recovering. The defense may be hoping then changing his plea, Cruz will show he's acknowledging his guilt and avoid the death penalty. The defense will probably offer testimony about Cruz's well-documented mental health issues, but the jury's also likely to hear extensive testimony by victims and their families. In the end, the decision by the jury to sentence him in Florida now has to be unanimous, and so that'll be the key thing that the defense will be resting on.
NPR's Greg Allen with an update on many things having to do with the shooting. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
...71 degrees and cloudy. A beautiful little store down in the heart of Lakewood, New York at 50 Chautauqua Avenue. Or you can find them at 710andcloudy.com where they have smoking deals on your smoking accessories. They have glass, they have smell good, they have dab rigs, posters, they have apparel, they have everything. Get your Sessions with the Jester shirts there. It's an awesome little store. Make sure you use code SWED10 at checkout. Save 10% off your order. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, fights over masks and vaccine mandates
masks.
And parental rights and history lessons have been turning school board meetings into political battlefields.
And that means that school board elections around the country this fall will become an early test for whether that outrage actually motivates votes.
NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith traveled to Ohio last week to look at how it plays out in one district. Hey there, Tam.
Good morning.
Where'd you go?
So I went to Centerville. It's a suburb of Dayton. And this November, residents will vote in a school board race that is turning neighbors against...
Do you know what's fucking sad? You know what's fucking sad? That these motherfuckers are stoking the fires for this bullshit that they're reporting on. If people just open their fucking eyes and see the goddamn truth in the fucking numbers and not listen to the goddamn mainstream media and the bullshit they're trying to tell you, this shit wouldn't happen. If people were just a little more fucking intelligent, this wouldn't happen. But everybody's much more concerned with fucking memes and games or whatever the fuck's going on their goddamn phones to have any thought left for what's happening in the real fucking world. It's a goddamn distraction to be taken to take you away from what's really fucking happening in your real goddamn life. Fucking open your eyes and goddamn pay the fuck attention.
Each other in a way that they say even the 2020 presidential election did not.
Wow.
I was surprised. It's a good example of how national issues have crept into even the most local of races. This spring, dozens of people started showing up at school board meetings that normally would only attract a handful, and they were outraged about kids having to wear face masks. Now there is a slate of three candidates who label themselves as conservatives. They're challenging the incumbents, trying to take control of the five-member board. Here's Heather Schultz, one of the challengers.
We absolutely respect a parent's right to put a mask on their child or not. If you want to send your kid in a mask, or if you want to have them get any vaccine of any kind, that is absolutely your decision. And as a board member, we will not make those decisions for you. We will respect yours.
They weren't involved in school board issues before, but the pandemic changed that. And Schultz says they just because the school board wasn't listening to them on things like masks, which they don't want their kids to have to wear, vaccines, which they call experimental, and diversity education, which they say is discriminatory.
What do the incumbents say about
just
all
fucking
that?
Let people fucking live, man. Jesus fucking Christ. Don't
August,
fucking try to tell people what the fuck to do. Let them do what they gotta do to survive.
Because of how things
that's the fucking name of goddamn life. You don't
David
need somebody
Rower.
Fucking
He's
controlling you and telling you what the fuck to do.
And he told me about one incident.
On a Saturday night, Jesus. In the dark, starts ringing the doorbell, starts yelling and screaming at us. You're what makes America bad. I had to call the police.
The challengers say they don't condone violence or threats, and they're shocked by how heated the race has become.
I'm glad for your focus on this one race, because this is a story that could be multiplied.
People are fucking idiots, and it's goddamn, it's disgraceful, man. It's embarrassing to the rest of the world when you see your fellow countrymen acting like a fucking idiot.
Could that affect
and just following along like goddamn sheep. You're fucking embarrassed to be part of that fucking group.
Yeah, the outcomes in these school board races will probably give us
I don't recognize this goddamn government authority, period.
Or whether this is a lot of noise. But Republicans who lost a lot of ground in the suburbs over the past 8 years are hoping that schools will provide a winning issue for them. Christine Matthews is a Republican pollster. She's not convinced. She spends a lot of time doing focus groups with suburban women.
This is not something that's going to bring a swing suburban mom into the fold. In fact, what swing women tell me that they hate almost more than anything right now is the division between people in our country, the fights.
She says there could actually be a backlash to the chaos, but Republican politicians see opportunity there, and you're seeing this play out in the Virginia governor's race right now.
Yeah, and we'll have a result on that coming right up next month. Tamara, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith.
Let me tell you a little bit about Shine On Botanicals. Shine On Botanicals is a family-run hemp farm. They grow the hemp so they can grow the cleanest, purest medicine that they know for their son, who has suffered a traumatic, debilitating brain injury. They make it so he can have access to the purest medicine that they know. And now they want to bring it to you because it's an awesome product. I've been using it for months. We have anything from human tinctures to pet tinctures. CBD roll-on, it's awesome. CBD tinctures are awesome. I feel 20 years younger with all my creaks and groans gone. It's awesome. To place your orders, email the promoting jester at gmail.com. Tell them what you'd be interested in doing. They'll hook it up for you. They'll send you an invoice and everything will be set. Let's get back to the show. If you have a news story that you'd like to submit to Getting High with the Jester, go to anchor.fm/NORROD and leave a message. I will give you $5 worth of free advice on that news story. Let's get back to the show. And that was the UFC for October 20th, 2021. Yeah. Oh, fuck. These motherfuckers, man. This was a fucking a wild one, man. I So much shit that just, goddamn, bitches. The first story was about the infrastructure bill that never was. That's my title. Don't fucking steal it. I'll steal it. I don't care. Just give me credit. The infrastructure bill that never fucking was. What does elder care and what does whatever the fuck else I forget, but it has nothing to do with goddamn infrastructure. Go fuck yourself, man. This is awesome. Fucking illegitimate Joe with the bullshit they're trying to pull, man. Fuck this nonsensical nonsense bullshit. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And then at the same time, they fucking bring in, what the fuck was it called? Contempt charges against Bannon. And fucking... Stop wasting our fucking time. Stop wasting our fucking money. There's other shit to fucking worry about. Well, not really. Go fuck yourself. Do what you gotta do, man. Do whatever you gotta do to make yourself happy, man. And if it is being a fucking little douche monkey, do what you gotta do. Do what you gotta do. It's not really affecting me, but it could be. I don't know. It could be. Who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows what the future will hold, man? Fuck yeah, fuck yeah! That's why I love this life, because every goddamn day is different, and you never know what the fuck is gonna happen. Oh, excuse me. Just random shit? Fucking awesome. What was the, Oh, you are such an asshole. Oh my god. Oh, now I really gotta do some editing. Can't believe you didn't fucking write that shit down. You got some shit on your mind, man. I get it. But still, you should have wrote that shit down. But now we gotta do some editing and we gotta fucking figure this shit out, man. So let's go back here.
Satisfied? Well, David.
Okay. That's right. The second story was about the... Oh, wait a minute. I didn't write that down. Now I get it. The second story was about the school shooting in Broward County, Florida. And how the kid... He confessed to it. And... He's the guy. He did it. So, they're thinking that he should get the death penalty. I already told you my stance on that. I don't believe in the death penalty. Well, I believe it exists, obviously. But I don't think that is the proper punishment. Broward County... But what I think should happen, you know, prison isn't fun. You're constantly being told what to do. Not only by the guards, but by other inmates. Because you're a new fish, man. You gotta earn that respect up in the, it's just the way it works. Good luck with that. You know? Good luck with that. Let him go to prison. Let him be killed in prison. Let him die in fear. Wow, you're pretty dark, man. Wow. Wow. But he fucking killed kids, man. That's what he fucking deserves. Fuck yeah, fuck yeah. I just didn't realize I could go that dark. But fuck it. Because he fucking deserves it, man. And the last story was about the school board. elections and how heated they're becoming. Listen, they're only heated because of the bullshit being propagated by NPR, by the mainstream media in general. They're stoking the fire. They're stoking the flame. They are the cause of every goddamn... They're stoking the flames. That's what they do. They just poke and poke and prod and prod. And they, until they find a spot and they jam that motherfucker in. And that pisses people off. And then they start hitting other people. Killing other people. They start... And then you get a war. All caused by the goddamn corrupt fucking media. Controlled by the corrupt fucking government. Man. It's all of it. Woo woo woo. Come on, man. Well, what are you going to do? Man, I'm just... It's aggravating, I guess. But fuck it. So... I know what we are going to do, though, is we're going to check in with Mr. Ben. We're going to see what space weather is going to be for October 20th, 2021. Yeah. Good morning, Mr. Ben.
Good morning, folks. We've got a space weather watch, interesting science articles, something very disturbing, and then some good news at the end. Let's get started with our star at spaceweathernews.com, and we find the last 24 hours on the sun, we're very quiet. We've got a calm, Earth-facing half of the sun, but with those coronal holes departing. Their solar wind is expected to arrive at Earth within 24 hours and spark geomagnetic storms on top of the unrest we've seen already from the Phi Angle flip. Those yellow bars at the bottom are expected to creep up into red when the coronal hole stream arrives. If anyone remembers that science fight amongst astronomers regarding whether or not the sun's chromosphere is magnetized, there is not going to be an argument very much longer. Excellent new mission poised to scope the deep solar atmosphere and the magnetism there like never before. Up next, we're looking at the boundaries of the LLSVPs, Earth's internal skeleton, and a new paper finds the ultra-low velocity zones peripheral to the LLSVPs may be an agglomeration, just as we saw with the last paper asking about composition of internal structures. Meanwhile, the LLSVPs themselves are not accumulated, but protrusions from the core. Folks, meet two scientists studying Earth's rotation glitches with only half the story. Trying to determine the source of specific length of day changes and when the moon can't account for it all, they ask if local cosmic expansion is to blame for the length of day glitches in Earth's rotation. If veteran observers are wondering, hey, did they look at all of those well-published sources of solar storms and geomagnetic jerks for Earth's rotation? No, they did not, which would make you more aware of the peer-reviewed literature on this topic than those professors. The next one is from the annual meeting of the Radio Science Union, recognizing that numerous lower atmosphere aspects are controlled by space weather and the injection of energy into the ionosphere, which couples with the atmosphere. There are a number of ways this occurs, but the most invasive travels up and down the global electric circuit flows in the axis of the atmospheric pressure rotation. That's solar climate forcing. Up next, folks, if you don't believe in Agenda 21, if you don't see it playing out before us, I don't think the internet can help you. This was the first attempt to take the world from us about two decades ago, and it flopped. The land use map of the U.S. was shot down unanimously in Congress. And why wouldn't it be? 30% of the country off limits, 50% highly restricted. Pack the humans into little cell living spaces in 100-story tall buildings in 200 to 100 million person megacities. It's literally the scariest and most horrifying plan ever. But it died in Congress, right? Wrong. It's back, and you may have heard of the 30 by 30 plan. This is absolutely 100% a different mask on the same horse. The goal is to crush the economy and create desperation, and then build back better with their new paradigm of a caste system and slavery. For real. That's what's happening to us right now with COVID being so overplayed, with the mandates, loss of jobs, economic strife, labeling half of us domestic terrorists. Many of you complain that I should leave politics out of this, but this is plainly not politics. This is good versus evil, and the prize is Earth. I wish I was following up a happier story for this, but alas, folks, we have found a way around Colorado's laws, and our store is back. For those who don't know, frontman, turns 37 tomorrow and would greatly appreciate your checking out the books for kids, the books for adults, limited quantity only until next year, and also at the bottom, all the Observer Ranch donation plaques and commemorations. More than ever, we greatly appreciate your support. We've got wind maps and shots of our star to close. Subscribe and we'll do this all again tomorrow. Right here, but right now at 6 a.m. in the new Valley of the Sun. Eyes open. No fear. Be safe, everyone.
Absolutely. Awesome episode, Mr. Ben. Hashtag good shit. Good shit.
Shout out, Benham, shout out, Benham, to the Good News Network.
For the quote of the day, remind thyself in the darkest moments that every failure is only a step towards success. Every adversity will only hide, for a time, your path to peace and fulfillment. Og Mandino. Everything is temporary. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. I'm sorry, man. Boom. Fuck yeah, fuck yeah. Be a better version of yourself. Smoke the weed every day. And make it a shit happen. Fuck yeah.